Hello, students and friends of Allendale High School. This is Mr. Haddon and Mr. Reminap. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Haddon. How you doing?
With our weekly administrative podcast, and we're here with three of our top-notch athletes, student-athletes in this school. Brandon Potgetter. Hello, Brandon.
Hey.
Ruben Nienhuis.
Hey.
And Troy Avick. How are you?
Good. You?
Good. These three young men are members of our boys' bowling team, who had a phenomenal season this year, placed fourth in state, which is unbelievable. Tell me, Brandon, let's start with you. What led to this fantastic ride in the tournament that you guys made?
We had a lot of seniors this year. I mean, we're pretty much senior-driven, but we had a lot of, like, Troy stepped up a lot this year, and Ruben did his thing.
I was there, guys, and I got to tell you, it was exciting. That was fun. I just had an absolute riot. That was one of my favorite days of the school year this year, and I wish I would have gone to more because it was that much fun. Troy, you had a real special game, the game before you guys lost in the tournament. Talk a little bit about that. How are you feeling? You had a
277.
277. You had a spare in the second frame and then struck out. Tell us how you're feeling going to that 10th frame. Were you nervous?
Yes, I was. I was shaking and I couldn't really tell if I was going to hit my mark or not. Just my arms were weak.
Tell us a little about the bowling experience, Ruben. What's some of the joy you get out of it?
I like the team togetherness that we have. I think it's cool that the boys and girls get to practice together. I think that's nice because we're all connected as one big family. And also just the fun of bowling against other kids that have the same like experiences that you do.
Yep.
And you can talk to them and stuff. I think that's a good time.
And it's a truly family experience for you because your sister Cortland's a bowler.
Yep.
So, Brandon, would you encourage other kids to join the bowling team, and why?
Yeah, we need people to join the bowling team for sure, because we're losing a lot of seniors this year, but we want to get back to state. Bowling is a sport that anyone can do. You don't have to have a certain, you can develop the skills. You don't have to have a skill set going in. It's a simple sport to pick up.
How much bowling did you all do before you joined the team? I mean, were you avid bowlers, Troy?
I bowled every summer at Hudsonville.
Okay.
I bowled just in leagues and stuff, as it's part of my family. Like, my grandparents do it a lot.
Okay.
So that's how I got into it.
Yeah, my dad's a big bowler, so he kind of got me into it after.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, what does a bowling meet look like? I mean, do you just square off a team against team, and whoever has the highest score, or how does it work?
There's like a point system, I guess. So they set up 1 through 5. So there's 5 starting bowlers, and then the heads up of the scores. So 1 versus 1, whoever wins that gets a point for their team. And there's totals of that, which is worth points. And then there's also bakers, which is kind of the whole team working together to get. We bowl one game, and each person bowls 2 frames. And then the total score of that against the total score of the other team, whoever wins that gets 3 points too.
You'll have to excuse Mr. Head. He's a rookie. He doesn't understand the bakers. He doesn't know what a Brooklyn is. I'll fill in later. But I got to tell you, those bakers rounds were really cool. It's neat because you're working together. You're supporting each other. Talk a little bit about your coaches, Coach Matovich, and who's the assistant?
Figueres.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruben.
Matovich, he's a really nice guy. He helps us. He watches a lot, and then he tells us what we're doing wrong, how we can change it, but he doesn't force it on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all individual bowlers. We all have our own style, so
sure.
It's kind of nice that he does that. And then Figanis, he helps a lot with the boys' team. Just he stays on the sideline and keeps track of the scores and stuff and writes them down, because that's a big thing.
I know Brandon's mom does a lot of the scorekeeping track up, too. She was keeping me updated there, and it's neat to have your families there. I saw your parents, and they were having a ball with it. What are the goals for next year, Ruben, for the bowling team?
I think we're going to try to hit state again, maybe have a couple more individuals from the team get up to state, and just maybe try to win conference, too. That would be nice. We came in second this year. We were really close. So
yeah. We're losing Wyoming, so should have...
Is that who won the conference?
Wyoming won
yeah.
this year, and then okay. go up to the bronze.
Yeah. Now, Brandon, you made individual state. Tell us about that. How was that on Saturday?
It was really fun. I mean, we bowled against, I thought that we were, all right, so we bowled against the team, we bowled against Corona. And I had their number one bowler on mine, so I thought he might have a little ill will toward me or something, because we knocked him out and we upset him.
That was
fun, because I got to know a lot more people. Yeah. And it was crazy, because we did six games of qualifying, which after Friday was ready, you're really tired already, and then you're doing six more.
Yep.
And then I missed the cut to be to make roll-offs for state by 16 games or something.
Oh, so you're close.
I was close, but...
Well, we are just really proud of you guys, not only for what you did with the bowling, but how you represent our school, your three great students, your hard workers, your tremendous role models, and I mean that. We're really proud of you guys, and thanks for representing us so well. We're really proud of the fourth place finish, but we're more proud of the character of each of you guys. You're tremendous young men, and we're proud of you, and we wish you great things.
Absolutely.
So
thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.